Blog Talk Radio.
This is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida.
Holiday blues and depression. Yesterday we started off, or we finished with the idea on how to beat the holiday blues, how to overcome the holiday blues, and let me see what the other one was. Holiday season breeds feeling of loneliness and depression for some, and we got this information from umm.edu. We got it from IndianapolisRecorder.com. We got some from Essence and RWeekly.com with some of the different resources or sources we got some of the information from. Let's see. Huffington Post had some real good articles today, and that's probably what we're going to basically work off of. I want to say, again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to each and every one of you guys out there who celebrate Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you want to call it. But tonight I want to go ahead and finish with part two. And like I said, I used to play that song and I used to buku. I can honestly say I used to buku off of that song when I was single. Because I did spend a couple Christmases or more alone. So that song did come in handy, you know, you get some feelings out, you know. I don't think it really was a helping, it was the idea that it gave you a mindset that it's other people who suffer like you do when it comes to loneliness and by yourself. So I can admit it, I wasn't always this happy-go-lucky, jolly person. I had my days And like I said before, I do suffer from, I have bouts of depression just like everybody else do. And I think that's why it's so, so relevant and prevalent that we need to talk about this, from a standpoint of through the eyes of a Black woman who suffers from that. Okay, we're going to start with this one post from Huffington Post, and I'm trying to figure out who was the author of this. I can't see who's the author of this one, but I will give credit to Huffington Post because that's where I got it from. Okay, it says, how to beat the holiday blues, and I'm hoping this is not the same that we've already discussed because I want to move on. Even though a lot of these stories are basically, or a lot of this information is going to be similar, but I think it's good that we talk about it from different angles and different people and how different people deal with depression and holiday blues or sad, and how it affects us during this time of the year. Okay, it says, it's terribly ironic that the holidays, which are meant to be a time for celebration, joy, family, loved ones, connection, harmony, and contentment, bring sadness and depression to so many people. Why is this the case? Perhaps because those who suffer from holiday blues are seeing their world through the eyes of the past, focusing on the disappointments, the loss, the rejections, the abandonments of the past, and bringing them into the present, and feeling their devastating emotional impact as if it happened yesterday. Perhaps because those who suffer from the holiday blues look at their current life situation and perceive it to be empty and lonely, lacking in loving and nurturing relationships, lacking in meaningful and supportive family bonds, lacking in personal fulfillment, lacking in health and happiness. Perhaps those who suffer from holiday blues fear the future will deliver them more of the same, more loneliness, more alienation, more frustration, more regret, more pain and suffering. So what do we do about it? Wow, I mean, now we hadn't gone to that extent. I can't remember reading that right there. That is something, you know, and I never really thought about it like that, that it affects us in that way. To the point where we do sit back and we do the reminiscing and hoping that things will be better this year than it was last year, you know, or the year before. And I think of the song by Erykah Badu when she talks about the bag lady. And when she's talking about the bag lady, she's saying you're carrying all your bags everywhere you go. Every relationship you get in, you bring in all your other dirt from your other relationship. So, and to me, that's what this basically, that's what formed in my mind, me, my creative self. I formed a lady with a bag in her hand, and in her bag she has more loneliness, more alienation, more frustration, more regret, more pain and suffering. All the same things that she's been dealing with all the time, has she changed that? And that's what just went through my mind. It says, first of all, refuse the blues. Best we not focus on the disappointments of the past. When thoughts of the past pop into our mind, we give them no power to terrorize us. Wow. We gently tell them to go away and haunt someone else. We don't want those thoughts anymore. We don't need them for our safety or protection. We don't wish to victimize ourselves anymore with painful memories. Man, best we not focus on the potential disappointments of the future. When anxious, fearful thoughts about the future pop into our minds, we give them no power to terrorize us. We gently tell them to go away and haunt someone else. We don't want those thoughts anymore. We don't need to dwell on the horrible what ifs that might someday happen. We don't need to fill our mind with anticipatory thoughts of failures, loneliness, pain, and suffering possibly yet to come. We don't wish to victimize ourselves anymore with the belief that we will not be able to handle what our life's future has to offer. Fear is crazy to have. It says, be here now, be loved now. The above subhead are two titles from books by Ram Dass, who distilled his spiritual journeys into those two phrases. of powerful wisdom. The best way to overcome holiday blues, or any blues for that matter, is to be here. Be in the present. Pay attention to what's going on in your present. Appreciate that in this present moment is massive potential for happiness and contentment. In this present moment, we can look at the beauty of nature all around us, which that is so funny because that's what I did yesterday. Remember, I said yesterday I went outside into my front yard and I kind of looked up in the sky and it was so pretty out. And I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. And I said, when my husband came home from work, I said, you know, we have so much to be thankful for, you know, and it's the truth, we do. It says, in this present moment, we can marvel at the miracle of life in all its myriad forms, animal, vegetables, and mineral. In this present moment, we can be loved now. We can help a stranger, hug a friend, ease someone else's pain, share a laugh or a smile, see the love in everyone's despite how they're behaving, forgive others for they know not what they do, accept the oneness of life, despite the differences and diversity that sometimes can seem quite disorienting or frightening. Appreciate the connection we have to the earth, to the wind and water, to all creatures big and small, and above all, to each other. Man. It says, above all else, love ye one another. There is great joy to be had in this world, in our present moments, despite not having the relationships, position, and possessions we desire. By simply connecting with others, making eye contact with others, extending acceptance, tolerance, love, and forgiveness to others. Excuse me. Do these things on a daily basis. What you give to others, you can't keep for yourself. What you give to others will come back to you. And that is so true when you say that, because when this person's, oh, you know who's this by? Oh, Walter E. Jameson, M.D. I never thought about, in a sense, it's true, because a lot of people I just don't get along with, I just don't get along with them. And I try not to be in their way or deal with them if I don't have to. If I have to, I will. And I try not to do it with an attitude, even though back in the day I would have. And even though I know how they feel about me, I still, you know, you have to deal with people. You just have to sometimes. And sometimes you have to put all that stuff aside. Me of all people saying that, because I have some issues going on with me right now with certain people. But I'm working it out. And my whole thing is stay away from them. Don't talk about them. Don't even give them that notion that you're even thinking about them. So that's what I try to do. Okay, it says, feeling isolated and alone this holiday season. Excuse me. Remember, but before I go to the next subject, I want you to remember, be here now, be loved now. Remember that. Be here now, be loved now. Okay? Let's see. Feeling isolated and alone this holiday season, which is a question. Do you think everyone else is going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving except you? Does it feel like you are the only one who isn't going to be having a warm and fuzzy time? This is about Thanksgiving, but it was the holiday, so I think this started with Thanksgiving. But even though I'm saying Thanksgiving, I'm including all the holidays. You're not alone. There are so many people who feel alone and isolated over the holidays. While others are all about eating, drinking, and being merry, it's a terrible feeling whether you have no invitations and will be spending the holiday alone, or you will be spending it yet another Thanksgiving alone in a crowd. The truth be told, whatever your circumstances, it's all a matter of perspective that determines how you will experience your situation, how you perceive it. I spent many holidays alone and done everything from being miserable, feeling sorry for myself, and making others wrong for not inviting me to preparing myself a full-on Thanksgiving feast for one. I've also spent many Thanksgivings at someone else's table feeling lonely and pathetic, being taken in because I didn't belong anywhere or someone was kind enough to invite me. Basically, I've just about I've had just about every kind of Thanksgiving there is, even the wonderful kind. Each one has come and gone. The best ones I have found have not necessarily been merry and delicious, but rather the ones when I've learned something about myself by fully experiencing and taking ownership of what was true for me without blaming or judging myself or others. I just accepted and worked with whatever you know, I felt and circumstances were, my truth and circumstances were. Man. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break and we shall return.
Black Woman, with your host, Salida.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You see me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. My teacher tells me, in this country, we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Louisiana and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Through the Eyes of the Black Woman.
This holiday season, are you feeling that way? Okay, and we talked about this, the author of this was talking about how many Thanksgivings, and I was substituting the Thanksgiving for all the holidays, how many they spent alone and how they spent with other people but still yet alone. Okay, it says, if you find yourself on a trajectory of anticipating an awful Thanksgiving, one way or another, consider what you might do to change that. Ultimately, how you experience that day or any other is largely a reflection of your attitude, which will determine the options you see or don't see. If all you see is that you're alone and you're busy feeling sorry for yourself, then your self-fulfilling prophecy will be that you are sure to be alone and unhappy. On the other hand, giving the same prospect of being alone but being willing to make the effort to be with others, if that is what you want, then you might consider the following options. Is there someone you could call or ask to be included in their gathering? I have issues about asking people, well, what are you doing? I'm doing this. Well, can I come over? I have issues with that one. I'm sorry. Call around to find others who will be alone and host the gathering. That's more be my speed. Where might you volunteer to help provide a nice meal to those who can't afford it otherwise? I like that. And see if there is a restaurant that has a large table for people who would otherwise be alone to share a meal together or find a community group that offers a similar possibility. So you are still, even though you probably don't feel like you want to be alone, and if these would be some alternatives or options you can go with, that would be great. If the prospect of being with others is not what you really want this particular year, how about asking yourself what you could do to experience the spirit of the holidays on your own? For example, you might make a big, you might make or buy or have delivered your favorite meal, which might not be turkey. You might rent a movie or read a book that helps put you in touch with what you are grateful for in your life. I like that. You might create a sacred ritual for yourself that enable you to claim the riches of your life and take the time to really connect deeply with your gratitude. The possibilities are as grand as your imagination. Man. The truth to be told, many of those who are gathering together are wishing they were somewhere else. If you tend to feel alone in a crowd, what could you do differently this year? Is there someone in that crowd you might sit with or have a meaningful conversation? If there are children there, might they lift your spirits? Play with them. Or maybe you could help out in the kitchen or feel good about being of service to your host. The point is to find something to do other than feeling sorry for yourself, which I totally agree with that. Say if you do have to go to a holiday dinner, a party, whatever, and you feel that way, yeah, go around the host. You know, is there anything I can do for you? Do you want me to put the kids to bed? Be a servant to others at that time, because I think that would make you feel a little better, and I think that's what we talked about yesterday. Okay, if this is a tender time for you because you have recently lost a loved one, pay particular attention to your needs. Be kind and gentle with yourself. Maybe being with others who might try too hard to compensate for your loss might not be what you need this year. If you need to be alone with your grief, then let it rip. Stay in your pajamas for the day and eat cold pizza and cry if that's what works for you. Be true to your own experience, whatever it is. But know that you have choices and choose wisely what will serve you best. You know what? That sounds just like me when at the time when I was single. I did that because at the time I wasn't with anybody, so I did that. There was times when I did holiday, but we actually, in the military, you got a chance to share with others. You invite some of your single soldiers over and let them eat at your house because at the time, you know, I had my son, so we had a chance to do that. But then there were many days when I spent the many Christmases by myself, sitting up crying, eating leftovers or whatever, just me and my son. So, yes, I know what that feeling is. The point is that you're a powerful creator and have but to choose to create a wonderful holiday for yourself. So if things aren't shaping up to your liking this holiday, do something about it. It's not too late to choose to make the most of any situation. One way or another, you are going to spend your time and energy. It's your choice if you want to see your glass as half empty or half full. My wish is that you be very good to yourself this holiday, and if you aren't going to be with people you love and enjoy being with, then take a good look at yourself in the mirror and love yourself upside down and sideways. I love that. If you're hosting a gathering, take a moment and think about the people in your life who might be delighted to have an invitation to join you. A simple act of kindness goes a very long way, especially during the holidays. Now, I like that, but I did this crazy thing. Well, I thought it was cute at the time when I did it. I went on my Facebook page, and I put up there, if I can remember the phrase, I said, if you think you're going to give a gift, if you think you're going to get a gift from me, I'm on gift-giving strike. So don't worry about getting a gift from me because I'm already married. I said something to that effect. And I've got a couple of people to laugh about it because I was being truthful, but it was a funny way of doing it. And I wrote the word married, M-E-R-R-I-E-D, which I thought was so cute. And some people laughed at it. They thought it was funny, and they said they agreed with it and stuff. So that was just my way of, that was how I felt. I was feeling at that moment to put that. I said, let me see, how can I do that? So I put that up. That was my way of saying, you know what, it's going to be all right. If you don't get upset if people don't buy you nothing. That was what I was trying to say. Or if you're not involved in that, come on. You got your life. Things are going to get better eventually. If you don't get the present you want or the gift you want, so what? Come on. Your gift is when you breathe, when you get up that morning and breathe. That's the gift of life. That's the only gift you really need anyway. Okay. Then this one is also Huffington Press. Excuse me, Huffington Post. A blogger did this one. Let me see. Shaking the Holiday Blues Away is this one. And it has warning signs, okay? It says, the winter holidays are fast approaching, which we're already there. Everyone seems happy and excited, except you. Intense sadness or loneliness clouds any hope of enjoyment. To make matters worse, you reproach yourself for being unable to share the holiday spirit. If you see yourself in this description, you may be suffering from what they call the holiday blues, which we've already reiterated. Holiday blues unsettle us more than other times of sadness because they contrast with the spirit of benevolence and joy that we associate with the holidays. These blues last from a few days to a few weeks around the holidays, but usually diminishes when the season is over and we resume our normal routine. When we understand where the blues come from and what they look like, we are stronger. We're in a stronger position to manage these difficult feelings rather than let them overwhelm us. Causes of holiday blues. You can probably trace your blues to several sources. Holidays usually bring stress because of the additional time and effort that asks of us. We need to shop for gifts, decorate the house, attend parties, accommodate guests, and worry about all the toll of all this takes on our finances. You can make things worse by holding unrealistic expectations for what you will accomplish during this busy season. And we talked about this yesterday, how you should, before the year, when you go into the next year, start January, February, sit down with the family and tell them what the budget is. This is what we're going to spend on Christmas. And say, why are we talking about Christmas? Because that is the most stressful time of the year for you guys. For us as a family. So we're going to accommodate right now. We're going to put down, make a list of everybody that we're going to invite to stay in the house and go from there. How many groceries we're going to buy. You know, I know you can't just put that so far ahead because you don't know what the grocery bill, but you already have your budget and you're not going to go over that budget once you put that budget together, which I think is a great idea. I didn't think about that. I think it's a great idea, I guess. I'm full with a bunch of great ideas that I didn't know I had. Okay, so sadness and loneliness can be more acute when we are unable to be with the family. Even if you wanted your divorce, you might find yourself missing the opportunity to share with your ex-spouse the pleasure of children opening their gifts. Losing familiar patterns before new routines have taken their place can leave you bereft. Do not be surprised if you even miss the routine of celebrating with in-laws, especially if you live apart from your extended family. Complicating the sadness are idealized memories of past holiday celebrations that airbrush the unpleasant moments. Wow. Adding to the stress are the holiday-induced changes to daily routine that play havoc with diets and sleep. If you watch your weight during the holidays, you watch your weight increase. If you eat when you're stressed or blue, and you get distressed when you gain weight, it is easy to slip into a negative cycle of, 1, overeating and excessive drinking, followed by, 2, remorse coped with by, 3, more overeating and excessive drinking. Man. The excessive drinking is not me, but I do find myself when I'm stressed or blue, I will eat. I do that. Warning signs of holiday blues. How do you know when momentary sadness slips into significant blues? Look for sleep problems, too much, too little, or nighttime awakenings. Significant changes in appetite or headaches. Emotionally, you may be irritable, anxious, and agitated. Excessive feelings of guilt haunt you. You find it difficult to concentrate. Activities that usually bring pleasure, such as food, sex, work, friends, hobby, and entertainments no longer interest you. Man, Top tips for managing your holiday blues. If the holidays color your mood blue, these tips will help you get through this difficult period. Feeling sad, lonely, or melancholy is normal, especially during holiday season. Accept these feelings without berating yourself, but remember that the holiday blues will pass. When down in the dumps, it can seem like you will be stuck there forever. It is easier to survive a tough situation when you know it is temporary. Man, that's something to think about. Staying healthy reduces the intensities of blues and its impact on your daily activities. Don't dwell on the past or focus on what is missing in your life. Comparing your situation to romanticized holiday movie images is a recipe for depression. Oh, yes, those movies, oh, my God. All those movies out during the Christmas holidays, or the old movies that were out back then. And you're listening and you're looking and you're like, oh, my God, I wish this was me. Oh, look at this. And you're sitting up there crying your eyes out over these movies that's really not realistic. Some people houses maybe, but, you know, when you look at your life, it doesn't compare. It says, spend time with people even if you feel lonely in a crowd. Reach out to someone with whom you have lost touch. If you have no one to provide comfort, treat yourself like a welcome house guest by doing something out of the ordinary, such as preparing a candlelit supper. Treating yourself better will evoke more confidence in your ability to survive this tough period. So a lot of this is healing within. Do things for yourself. If you can't do it for others, do things for yourself. I like that. Avoid overdoing it. Drinking too much, eating foods high in sugar and fat, spending money you do not have all contribute to holiday stress and blues. Again, budget. Start in January with the family and budget. And then you know what another thing is a good idea? Is to buy your presents, if you're going to do presents, buy them through the year. Don't wait till December, and that'll cut down on the Black Friday blues and all that stress. If you buy your presents during the year, pack them up, put them up, nobody can see them. Put them in, even if you have to rent you a storage room, put them in a storage room so that nobody can get a hold of them. You're the only one who knows where they're at. Once you get all your presents together, then, you know, that would be less stress. People ask, well, why haven't you gone shopping? Well, I don't have to because I've already done it, you know. So that's a good idea. And that would be a, because that's one of the major stresses is buying people presents. I would do all that through the year, and then, hey, when it comes, I can sit back and chill. Wrap them up, even if you have to wrap them up, get them out the way. Have them already packed up, ready to roll when Christmas comes around. Okay, the thing about food, I'm not going to talk to you about food, and I'm not going to elaborate on food, period, because to me, that's the time when everybody really do have an opportunity to enjoy themselves, and I'm not going to be sitting here and say that I don't overeat and don't have, you know, don't drink. I will be lying, but I don't get drunk, okay? This time of year, I get a barrage of patients who feel terribly stressed due to the holidays. They complain about the crazy shoppers, miss the simplicity of the season, and are fed up with this rampant materialism and commercialization. All this leads to a huge stress and the feelings that they must fulfill expectations. Yes, 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 and you shouldn't have to do that. I tell my patients they have a choice, participate in the frenzy of the season or reduce stress by changing their view and celebrating in a way that is unique to them and truly theirs. Wow. Materialism isn't an expression of love, and extravagance doesn't equal happiness. Therefore, spare the craziness of the shopping malls and then be imaginative with the gift giving. For example, for the friend with kids who never gets a night out with her husband, create a gift certificate volunteering your babysitting services. Oh, I like that. Or in lieu of cheesy grab bag gifts at the office party, suggest donating a worthy cause such as Superstorm Sandy relief. All right. Examine your expectations. Do you have to attend every party you're invited to? Or is this feeling of obligation self-imposed? Do you feel like you're obligated to be around these people all the time? It's up to you. Okay, let's see. Set lower standards that are based on your expectation and needs, that those, not those of others. Because your health is more important than hanging out with people or pretending like you enjoy being around these people or overextending yourself. Your health is more important. Your mental stability is much more important. Feel comfortable saying no to stressful events and yes to what is truly important and enjoyable to you. Further, while old traditions provide good memories, sometimes due to life circumstances, it's not always possible to continue them. So give yourself a break and be open to creating new ones. Many patients lately have taken up volunteering at shelters, soup kitchens, and community centers. Above all, don't forget the message of the holidays. Peace, joy, and love. Now, this one says, do you have a handle on holiday blues? Before we go any further, we're going to take a break here. Let's see.
This Christmas, I know you tell me truly how much fun it's going to be together. Very special Christmas.
Your host, Salida.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You see me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. My teacher tells me, in this country, we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Louisiana and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Through the Eyes of the Black Woman.
Do you have a handle on holiday blues? As you know, I've got some great tips. I know the warning signs of holiday blues. I know how to handle them. I gave some great ideas that we could think about doing. And the ideal to, who's the author of this one is. But this is all articles from Huffington Post. Giving credit at least to them. We're now talking about, do you have a handle on holiday blues? We're in the throes of holiday season, a merry time of the year. But that's not true for many of us who are living a less than perfect life and may feel that we should be further along than we actually are. And you know what? That hits me right there, because that's how I feel sometimes. that I'm not as far along as I should be. But I keep moving on. This may cause us to feel out of sorts, experiencing emotional highs and lows. Here are some tips that can help you cope with holiday stress when you're feeling out of sorts. It says, intense feelings can be fleeting. Okay? During the holidays, everything is magnified. Okay? It says, and so are your feelings. Realize that the way you feel now will probably not be permanent. I guess once you get that in your head, that helps out. Knowing that there is an end in sight can help you get through a difficult time. It says, don't do it alone. Although your tendencies may be isolate, don't. Force yourself to reach out and get with people who care about you. Just share the truth. You aren't feeling great, but didn't want to be by yourself. There is nothing shameful about telling the truth. Give of yourself. Look around you and notice what others are really feeling. You probably aren't the only one feeling low. When you spot someone, give a warm smile and try to strike up a conversation. Listen attentively to their response. It says, acknowledge your courage. Excuse me. Acknowledge your courage. Reflect on how you have been there for for yourself and other people in the last few years, and how you have been able to get through some tough times. Most likely, you didn't do this alone, but receive support. Do things that are pleasurable. Put yourself in intensive self-care. Take a warm bath. Go to a park and sit under a big tree. Listen to your favorite music. Cook a simple meal. Do things, each day just for you. And, of course, be open to connecting with a counselor or therapist for additional help if you feel that way. This is by Helene Lerner. That's the name of the person who wrote this one from Huffington Post, which I thought was great. Intense feelings can be fleeting. Don't do it alone. Give of yourself. Acknowledge your courage. Do things that are pleasurable to you. Let's see. I was trying to see if I can put together all our tips for this, which I think will be good to do. Hopefully I'll be able to talk about that at the end, is to put all of these together. Let's see. Which some of these are actually the same thing. They all basically are coming from, they all saying the same thing actually, but just using different words to it, and we'll talk about that. We'll get them all together at the end. Hopefully I'll be able to have time to do it. Okay. Now, it says, I'm not for sure where I got this one from, and I'm thinking we talked about this yesterday, but I'm getting ready to go ahead and bring it back up again. It says, the holidays are a time when friends and families come together to celebrate the holidays. It is a time of great joy, but for some who don't have family or close friends, this can be a lonely time. There are people who suffer from the holiday blues or depression during this time. There are even studies that have disputed the common belief that depression and suicide rates increase during the holidays, which we talked about yesterday. It said approximately 10 million Americans suffer from depression. Only 33% of Americans seek treatment for mental illness. African Americans are least likely to seek help. Nearly 60% of older African Americans do not receive mental health services at all. So just imagine, If you're an elderly person and you don't receive mental health, you go through a long period of time without getting attention. And I'm not, let me say this, I'm not advocating every time you feel a feeling that you run to the psychiatrist or psychologist. I'm not advocating that. Because lots of times, you know, sometimes we feel like we can self-heal, but I think talking to a family member that, you know, that you can feel confident to talk to can help out too. To vent, to have someone to vent is a great, a great outlet for you, if nothing else. Even spending 5 or 10, 15 minutes with that person, telling them stuff, telling them things, talk about different conversations, subjects and everything, helps out a lot. Okay, it says, it is normal to have short periods when you feel sad or down. For example, after death of a loved one or loss of a job, it becomes depression when it starts to take over your life. Depression occurs when the brain is dealing with emotional issues, and then it gives you the signs of depression, which I think we went over this yesterday. Loss of interest in daily activities, weight loss or gain, insomnia, fatigue, loss of energy, inability to concentrate, continuous thoughts of death and dying. Depression in the African-American community is an issue that I rarely discuss. It has and still is a taboo topic. While others are comfortable seeing a therapist, we suffer in silence because of the stigma that is attached to mental illness, which is so true. Mental illness is viewed as a sign of personal weakness by 63% of African Americans. Only 7% of African American women seek treatment. Man. Alpha Stewart states that black women are significantly impacted and mental illness, but are reluctant to acknowledge it as a serious biological disorder. Seeking treatment should not be seen as a sign of weakness or lack of faith. It takes action and faith to confront and deal with issues that are affecting your health and well-being. And you know what? I definitely agree with that, because I know we have a habit of they say if you speak something into existence, it actually happens. Like if you say to somebody, like a family member, mom, sister, whatever, I'm depressed. Oh, don't say that. Don't claim that. Just pray about it. And we shouldn't tell people to just pray about stuff. You know, we should be able to comfort them in a sense. Not to say that you're telling them not to pray. You're telling them that praying is one of the methods you can use. But don't just put everything on prayer. You can't. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. You can't. Even though we're taught to do that, you can't. It says the best way to combat depression is to acknowledge it and then seek appropriate care. Just like when you say, I'm an alcoholic. The best thing is to say, I'm an alcoholic, and then I need to seek help for it. Talk therapy is very effective in some cases. You may not need medication. It is important to talk to the appropriate healthcare professional so that they can help you come up with the best treatment for your needs. There are things that you can do to help prevent and or support you during your treatment. Make sure, number one, you can build a strong support system. This is one of the most important things that you can do. People with strong support systems recover from illnesses quicker. People who don't have to support, who don't have a support system at all. When there's no one to lean on or confide in, a person is isolated. Studies have shown that elderly patients who lived alone and have no support system had higher levels of inflammation and a greater risk of death. When there is nothing to live for, people give up hope. Number two says, take care of your diet. It is one of the most important things that we have control over. Eating nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods like fruits, vegetables, lean protein, healthy fats, and whole grains provide our bodies with the nutrients that it needs to promote and maintain brain and overall health. Avoid trans fats. People who eat trans fats regularly have higher rates of depression than people who eat healthy fats. Trans fats promote inflammation in the body and in the brain, which can lead to dementia and depression. Didn't know that. Great. Medical fact. Trans fats are found in processed, baked foods and prepackaged foods like crackers, cookies, cakes, donuts, and french fries. Woo! You just said one of my weaknesses, french fries. eat foods rich in B vitamins. Adults who have diets that are deficient in B vitamins, especially B6 and B12, have a higher risk of depression, which compared to adults who eat diets rich in B vitamins. Vitamins B6 and B12 create the precursors to the neurotransmitters that help regulate mood, serotonin and dopamine. Low levels of B12 have been linked to sleep disturbances. Brain shrinkage has been linked to B12 deficiency. Didn't know that. I'm going to have to start making sure I take my B12 and B6. Good sources of B6 include beans, peas, fish, chicken, green leafy vegetables, while B12 is found in meat, fish, dairy products, and eggs. Shellfish, fish, beef, and lamb have the highest levels of B12. Well, also get your omega-3 fatty acids. It says omega-3 fatty acids are not produced by our body, so we have to eat foods that contain these healthy fatty acids. Fish like salmon and tuna are great sources of omega-3s, and flaxseed and algae also contain these healthy fatty acids. So as you can see, these are the things that we go from the way we're feeling to our diet, how we eat to promote that good, that preventive of depression during the holidays. Okay, it says adults who eat fish baked or broiled, not fried, at least once a week have lower rates of dementia and other mental illnesses. These fatty acids increase blood flow to the brain, reduce inflammation, and lower the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. It also supports neuron health. If you don't like or can't eat fish, you can take them in supplement form. Nordic Naturals is a company, I guess a vitamin company, you can buy those type of vitamins from, the fatty acids from. And they have a wonderful selection of fish oil supplements without fishy aftertaste. You can buy them at your local health food store. Then it talks about vitamin D. Mushrooms are great sources of vitamin D, and they're delicious too. Other sources of vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids are rainbow trout, swordfish, salmon, and tuna. If you don't like mushrooms, just go outside and sit in the sun for 20 minutes. The UV rays from the sun convert 7-dehydrochlorophyll into vitamin D in our skin. If you decide to take vitamin D supplements, go for vitamin D3. Didn't know that. Wow. That was number two, which is take control of your diet. First one is build a strong support system. Take control of your diet. Then we're talking about exercise. Okay. It says the holidays are a time when friends and family come together to celebrate the holidays. It is a time of great joy, but for people who don't have family or close friends, this can be a lonely time. There are people who suffer from the holiday blues or depression during this time. There are even studies that have disputed the common belief that depression and suicide rates increase during the holidays. Oh, I think we've already just discussed all that. Okay, yeah, we just went over that. Okay. I had it twice. Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay, now we're going to talk about, now that we got that out the way, number three was exercise. Okay. It says, whether you're walking, running, or dancing, exercise is good for your mental and overall health. Regular exercise helps maintain health, produces feel-good endorphins, and helps increase dopamine and neurotransmitters that regulate the mood. Exercise helps prevent brain shrinkage, and it preserves short and long-term memory. So that's the part for exercise. So we talked about three different aspects, which is build a strong support system. We talked about your diet, take control of your diet, and number three was exercise. Okay. Now, let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. Give me a second. Something I need. Here we go. Just 1 second. I think, okay, I'm still there. Okay, give me 1 second. I had to make sure I didn't knock myself off of here. This is what I want to do. This is also from Huffington Post, and it talks about holiday depression. Let's see, holiday depression, 11 tips for avoiding common triggers. It says, number one is forget perfection. It says, Debbie Thurman, a 57-year-old from Monroe, Virginia, suffered from depression for years, and the holidays made worse from decorating to finding the perfect gifts. She felt overwhelmed. At a support group suggestion, she listed the simple things that really made her family happy, and she began traditions that helped the less fortunate. When you take your eyes off yourself and focus on those who have far less than you do, you can't be depressed, she says. I learned to be grateful for the blessings I had, and I had a lot. Great. I like that. That's number one. Let's see. Number two. Learn to grieve. It says, if you're mourning a loved one, it's a good time to talk about your feelings or reach out to a support group. There is no one right way to feel, says Deborah Johnson, public relations manager at a hospice in Collier County, Florida. It's not uncommon to feel angry at the person for leaving you alone or feeling guilty if you do enjoy yourself during the holidays. All feelings are signs that you're human and reflect where you are in your healing process. Like that. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't start with number one. Let's start with number one. That was number three. Okay, remember I said earlier about planning? Okay, here we go. One of the number one 11 tips for avoiding common triggers during the holidays is number one is plan ahead. Spend some time figuring out how to take care of yourself during this time. Come up with restorative routines such as reading a book or napping, writing them on a calendar, and between shopping and baking, make sure these routines don't fall to the wayside. Figure out what basics are going to help you get through the holidays and make them a priority. Wow. Okay. Number two, it says avoid family conflict. And we know that's very impossible sometimes. There are a couple of ways to save your sanity at family gatherings, says Jeffrey Giesen, assistant professor of psychiatry and behavior sciences at Duke University. He said, if you know there are going to be conflicts, prepare a neutral response such as, let's talk about it another time, or I can see how you would feel that way. Then escape to the restroom, offer to help in the kitchen, or hang out with the kids. And if always, helps keep a good friend if you need a sympathetic ear. Always have somebody you can talk to when you disagreed. You know, you didn't want to disagree in front of them, you'll have an opportunity to talk about them behind their back. No, I'm just kidding with that one. Okay, we talked about learning how to grieve. Okay, schedule some sleep was number five. It says, holiday activities easily can interfere with your sleep schedule. But studies have shown there is a link between sleep loss and depression, so you need to be extra careful about cutting back on sleep to get everything done. Try to get to bed, and wake up approximately the same time every day. Avoid large meals and physical activities such as dancing within a few hours of bedtime. and make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary, free from TV or other distractions, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I am a guilty party about the TV being on while I sleep. I don't know why. I tried to battle that. That's a habit I'm trying to break. Now, sometimes I can come in my room, shut off everything, and get some real good sleeping, and sometimes I don't. I don't want to, I guess. I'm thinking I'll oversleep and miss something. I don't know. But I do battle with that. It says, get help. When Thurman children were young, we're talking about Debbie Thurman, she said she and her husband lived far away from their extended family. When she needed support during black bouts of depression, she leaned on close friends. She and her husband had two couples in particular that helped them through difficult times. These friends were godsends, she said. I credit them with quite possibly helping to save my life, she says. I also drew encouragement from a small support group of women who were dealing with depression. And being a veteran, I take fully responsibility. I take fully advantage of that because you really do need that. You need somebody who you feel has that same feeling as you and you have a common ground. You're more comfortable that way. It says, prioritize your workouts. Exercise, which we talked about earlier. One of the first activities to get lost in the holiday shuffle should be placed high on your to-do list. The more stress we are under, the less time we feel like we have, and the more irritated our mood, the more we need to continue exercising. Get out and do something. It helps use those calories from rich, fatty, sugary holiday foods. Exercise has been shown to improve mood, which is true. Taking a brisk walk for 35 minutes 5 days a week or 60 minutes 3 times a week can do the trick. You know what? That's true. I find that is very much so true. Okay. Consider your light exposure. Wow. If you're consistently tired, irritable, and down at this time of the year, it may not be due to the holidays as much as the lack of exposure of the sun. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, can be treated by long walks during the daylight hours or exposure to a light box for about 30 minutes a day. If you think you may be suffering from SAD, talk to your doctor about treatment options, which is where we talked about that earlier. These things are very important. Let's see. Focus on what matters. Now, the holidays shouldn't be all about presents, but financial woes can make it easy to lose sight of that. Rein in the stress and cost by organizing a gift exchange with friends or family. You can also bake your gifts or create traditions such as having a large potluck meal followed by a walk outside or board game by the fire. I think saying no is more of a relief instead of stretching and spending more than you have and still not doing enough. See, that's very important. You got a lot of people, Black Friday, African Americans spent billions of dollars. I can't remember what the number is, but we spent billions of dollars during the Black Friday. That money could have went to something so much more. I mean, to a lot more stuff. Don't binge on food or alcohol, and we talked about that earlier. For some, overindulging is as much of a holiday tradition as opening gifts. Have one piece of pie, not three, she says. Apart from being unhealthy for your body, you will feel guilty afterwards. This is Dr. Hara, PhD, recommends preparing for holiday dinners by eating healthy meals the week prior. And don't use alcohol to deal with holiday depression. Alcohol can intensify your emotions and leave you feeling worse when it wears off. That is so true. We discussed that yesterday, too. Okay. And cut back on commitment. Don't spread yourself thin, in other words. If you feel like you just can't get through one more holiday gathering, it's okay. Sit them out. One of the things about holiday stress we forget is that Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are both 24 hours, and that's it. And let's see, this is Dr. Wallen, Pauline Wallen of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Wallen recommends figuring out what you need to get through those 24 hours, such as volunteering, going on vacation, or visiting a shelter, or someone who is alone. Focusing on others can help alleviate depression. Wow. Okay, those are the 11 trigger holiday depression, 11 tips for avoiding common triggers. Okay? And we'll go back over them again. Give me a second here. Let's see. Give me 1 second here, you guys. I think I lost myself in here. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Now, let's see what was the last thing we're going to talk about here. Okay. We realize sometimes they're here playing it. I think we read that one. Oh. No, I think this one I didn't. During this holiday season, remember that there are no perfect holidays. Stop pretending and learn to appreciate what you have. Focus on acknowledging the good moments as they are happening. Don't opt out for holiday or overspend. Some of us will back away from the holiday and say, I don't do Christmas, as a way of dealing with the fact that we have limited resources, which I think we talked about that yesterday. Trying to figure out, did I miss anything? I think I got everything. Very interesting. This is what I love to do. Being able to help people with how to handle different things. And I try to talk about things that I'm familiar with. If I'm not too much familiar with it, I don't like to talk about it unless I've studied. And we'll go back over some of the points. And like I said, most of this kind of repeated itself, but we did learn some real awesome stuff, and I'm going to go back over it when we're going to take another break real quick. And I think I want to hear a little Christmas jazz. What about that? I think that would be nice. Let's see. Thank you. Music together, learning how to do this. This is so fun, but I enjoy doing this. I always have. I didn't realize I had been on the air since 08, and it's 2012, so I've been on the air 4 years off and on with Blog Talk Radio, and I am so happy that I had this opportunity. Now, let's, we've got 9 minutes left, so what I want to do is I want to go back over as much as I can in this time. Before I do that, I want to thank all my listeners that have been, who participated in everything that I've done since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say, and I always encourage people to take an opportunity to do Blog Talk Radio because, I mean, I'm serious. This is an awesome, awesome program, and it's an awesome way of getting how you feel. Getting how you feel out and making sure, you know, that you have this outlet or platform to work with. So I want to thank each and every one of my listeners, each and every person that I'm subscribed to. I don't get an opportunity to listen to all your shows, you guys, and I don't have all the time in the world to be able to do it, but I wish I did. I really, really, truly, truly wish I did have the time. So we know it's the holidays. Christmas is Tuesday, which I didn't even realize it was that close. We've gotten through the gifts. Hopefully everybody's gotten all the gifts bought and everything is, you know, ready for that part. You only got a couple more days to get everything else you need. Listen to what I told you guys today. Listen to all this stuff to be able to deal with what you're going through. I mean, to deal with the depression, with the anxiety, the stress. Listen, I think these were great ideals. I want to thank all my resources that I got this information from. And I hope I didn't read too much to you guys, but I think you, it's better for me to read it so you can understand before I start yapping. You know, I try to do that as much as possible. Let's talk about, I'm going to probably not do it in order, but I'm going to get as much out as I can, or tips that we can use to get through all of this. It says, remember that there are no perfect holidays. Stop pretending and learn to appreciate what you have. Focus on acknowledging the good moments as they are happening. Don't opt out on holiday or overspend. Some of us will be back away. Some of us will back away from holiday and say, "I don't do Christmas," as a way of dealing with the fact that we have limited resources. No, I kind of, that's not true for me. I have another reason why. Set spending limits for yourself and your children. Be careful of spending to fill the empty void and find other ways of fulfilling yourself. Take care of yourself. Plan to do things that you enjoy and carve out time to pamper yourself. If you are alone, plan with others that are solo. It says intense feelings can be fleeting. That means that they're not going to last long. Don't do it alone. Give of yourself. These are tips. Acknowledge your courage. Do things that are pleasurable to you. It says, keep the expectation manageable and setting realistic goals. Do something for someone else, such as volunteering at a shelter or wrapping an elderly person holiday gifts. Enjoy activities that are free. Spend time with supportive and caring people. Saving time for yourself. Limited alcohol consumption. Let's see. Symptoms of depression. Let's talk about that. That should have been the first thing I talked about. Persistent, sad, anxious, or empty mood. Feelings of hopelessness, pessimism. Feeling of guilt, worthlessness, helplessness. Loss of interest or pleasure in hobbies, activities that were once enjoyed, including sex. Decreased energy, fatigue, being slowed down. Difficulty concentrating, remember, making decisions. Insomnia, early morning wakenings or oversleeping, appetite and or weight loss or overeating and weight gain, restlessness, irritability, persistent physical symptoms that do not respond to treatment such as headache, digestive disorders, and chronic pain. It says how to cope. How do we cope with this? Delegate, spend some time alone, let go of the past, don't drink too much, give yourself a break, and be so hard on yourself. Refuse the blues. It says, be here now, be loved now. I love that. Above all else, love ye one another. Okay. We already talked about the symptoms of depression. Let's talk about four different things we can do. Build a strong support system. This is for black women. Well, this is all for black women. I'm sorry. Build a support system. Take care of your diet. Avoid trans fats. Eat foods rich in B vitamins. Get your omega-3 fatty acids. Make sure you take vitamin D, D3, B12, and B6 and B12 and vitamin D. And make sure you exercise. Okay? Let's see what else we got. We got 3 minutes. Let's see. What did we have on this one? Oh, let's talk about SAD. Seasonal affective disorder. Being exposed to fewer hours of sunlight as the days shorten during the winter months. As treatment, usually when you talk to your psychiatrist, they tell you or they set you up to a lot of light and spend as much time in the light as you can. I mean, that's to deal with SAD. Hopefully that would be the reason to, hopefully there's a cure to that, to SAD, or a way to deal with it. It says, tips for managing holiday blues, which we probably already talked about. Practice good health habits. Eat right. Don't dwell on the past or focus on what is missing in your life. Spend time with people. Avoid overdoing it. And I think that was one of the things we had already talked about. So all of this is basically, we've talked about all of this, and I think this was great. I want to say, we're down to 2 minutes. I want to say thank you guys for everything. Thank you for listening. I'm praying and hoping that everybody have a safe, wonderful holidays. Come back in a new year with a new mind, new ideals. Do you. I want to say that from my heart. I want you guys to do you. Enjoy who you are. I mean, take it to the fullest if you can. Enjoy being who you are. Don't let anybody change you. Don't let what's going on in the political world affect how you're going to live your life. Because I'm going to tell you, whether you're here or not, things are going to happen because they're supposed to happen. That's just how it is. We don't have control over anybody's mind. We don't. I mean, things are happening because they're supposed to happen. Nothing that is out of order that is happening. It's supposed to happen. So I want you guys to have a great weekend. Well, I might be back tomorrow. I'm going to see how. Tomorrow's Friday, so yeah, definitely I want to be back tomorrow. So just stay tuned for tomorrow. I haven't decided what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but hopefully it will be a great conversation. Thank you guys. Again, I cannot thank you. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the Christmas music, somewhat how I try to put it together. I'll get better at it. But I want to say thank you for that, you guys. And I want to say you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. Even if I don't, I want to still give you that great weekend. This is Salida, and through the eyes of the Black woman, I want to say thank you guys again, and I keep saying thank you because that's what I really mean, and Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year, and
this has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida. We want to thank you for listening in and stay tuned.